the Burnout Solution, 12 Weeks to a Calmer You. Written by Siobhan Murray and read by Catherine Tonkin. First, let me start by saying that this book is not just about me and my life, and I don't claim to have all the answers. It was, however, my personal experiences of pushing myself beyond my limitations, which eventually led to my burnout, of how it affected not just me but those around me, and of learning the hard way how to manage it that made me want to write about burnout. I wanted to share with you what I've learned about it, what the signs are, and simple, practical, and inexpensive ways to manage it, in the hope that it will help you recognize, recover, and build resilience around burnout. I was raised an only child of separated parents. For me, this was a lonely place. I read a lot, and still do, and spent a huge amount of time around adults. But as much as I was loved, I was aware that my voice wasn't as important as theirs. When I was 6 years old, my mother had a brain hemorrhage, and the impact of this was devastating on everyone. She was temporarily paralyzed on one side of her body and had to stay in hospital for what seemed to a young girl of six a very long time. Looking back, I now realize it was during this time that I learned to not use my voice. The focus of life was on my mother, and everyone else had to be quiet around her. I learned to get on with things, even if I didn't know what I was doing. I became solution-focused rather than problem-focused. There was little time to be focused on me. I don't say that with any self-pity, it is just plain fact. But the seeds had already been sown of not wanting to draw attention to myself, of wanting to be really good, of viewing outside signs of recognition as a form of internal self-worth. I was struggling at school. Studying was a strange activity that all my peers did, but I had no idea how to do. I had been told in primary school that I wouldn't amount to anything, and I wasn't very good at school. These became my underlying limiting self-beliefs. The more I didn't ask for help, the more trouble I seemed to be getting myself into in school. But the habit of not wanting to demand attention as a child, because I felt that my mother needed it more, was going to end up causing me even more trouble.